بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا رحمة للعالمين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
والصلاة والسلام على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته
The topic that we're going to be discussing is أمر بالمعروف ونهي عن المنكر. It is roughly translated into English is to order people to do good and to refrain them from doing evil. And the reason why we have chosen this particular topic for the next few days that we have before Muharram, so that our hearts can become prepared for the reason that Imam Hussain Al-Sattu left. So that we understand that in regards to the sacrifice of Imam Hussain Sattu Salam, the importance of Amar bin Maruf wa in Munkar should become clear for us. And it is an obligation on every Muslim to do, and it is important that we understand it. Amar bin Maruf wa in Munkar ke hawale se baat aap se karni hai, inshallah Allah jo bhi tawfiq dega. امید ہے کہ ہمارے دل آمادہ ہو جائیں گے محرم کے لیے کیونکہ امام حسین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جو قربانی کربلا میں دی ہے اس قربانی کا مقصد انہوں نے کتبی شکل کے اندر وصیت کے حوالے سے جو ہے وہ لکھا اپنے ہاتھ سے خود اپنے دست مبارک سے لکھا اور اس کے اندر یہی کہا کہ میرا ارادہ کربلا کی طرف جانے کا یا کوفہ کی طرف جانے کا میرا جو ارادہ ہے وہ یہ ہے کہ میں امر بالمعروف عن المنکر کروں میں اپنے ابا و اجداد کی سیرت پر چلوں اور امت جو کہ جس کے اندر اصلاح کی ضرورت ہے اس کی اصلاح کر سکوں یہ رفلی اس کا ٹرانسلیشن بنتا ہے We were telling you that امر بالمعروف عن المنکر is a natural thing for every single person to do We mentioned to you that the parents, whether they happen to be of any nation, creed or religion, they do Amar bil Maruf wa Nahi anil Munkar to their kids. And it's not that it is wajib on parents in regards to if someone is Christian, you can't say that it is wajib on them, that it is furu', it is the laws of their religion, right? I mean, even a atheist parents also they will do Amar bil Maruf wa Nahi anil Munkar to their kids. So what we understand is this is something in nature. This is something that everybody has this inside of their heart. Religion just makes something an obligation to show the importance of it and also for us to become motivated for us to perform that action. We mentioned to you that even animals, they have this instinct to tell other animals when there is danger, to protect them from the danger, and for them to be able to communicate this in their own language, which the languages of animals that we don't understand, but Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he was able to understand, and we mentioned to you last week about where the ant, the general of the ant, the leader of the ants, told the other ants that you should go into the houses. There is the Lashkar, the army of Sulaiman coming, and that army might kill you or destroy you. So the ant is having some sort of feeling for the betterment of his army. If he did not have any feeling for the betterment of his army, of those other ants, he would not have said that. ریزن کہ وہ چونٹی نے یا چونٹا نے جو کہا دوسری چونٹیوں سے کہ آپ جو ہے وہ حضرت سلیمان علیہ السلام کے لشکر آ رہے ہیں اس سے بچ جائیں کہ اس چونٹی کے اندر درد دل تھا یعنی دوسری چونٹیوں کے لیے درد دل تھا کہ وہ نہیں چاہتی تھی, وہ نہیں چاہتا تھا دیکھ کے دیکھتا کہ یہ جو چونٹیاں ہیں وہ ہلاک ہو جائیں. صحیح. یا وہ حدود کے حوالے سے بھی آپ کو بتایا تھا کہ اس نے دیکھا کہ خلاف ہو رہا ہے, خدا کے علاوہ کسی کی عبادت ہو رہی ہے, آ کے جو ہے وہ نبی کو پیغمبر کو اطلاع دی. اب حدود کے بھی دل میں اگر درد دل انسانیت کے لیے نہ ہوتا, اب یہ تھوڑا سا فرق کر رہا ہے. ایک ایگزامپل میں چونٹی کو درد دل ہے چونٹیوں کے لیے, صحیح, ان چونٹیوں کو ہلاکت سے بچانے کے لیے وہ ان کو امر بالمعروف و نہی عن المنکر کرتا ہے, ٹھیک ہے. دوسری جگہ پہ یہ کہ ہدہد جو کہ خود ایک جانور ہے, اس کا درد دل ہے کس کے لیے؟ انسانوں کے لیے, کہ وہ انسانوں کے لیے درد دل رکھ رہا ہے اور آ کے پیغمبر کو بتاتا ہے کہ میں نے دیکھا کہ ایک سرزمین ہے وہاں پہ غیر اللہ کی عبادت ہو رہی ہے اور ایک ملکہ ہے, اس کا بہت بڑا تخت ہے, اس کی سلطنت ہے. اور یہ تو you have the example, another example in the Quran in regards to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, that there is a woody woodpecker that comes back and tells Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam that I have seen a particular place where they are worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This bird had feelings or wanted those human beings to be guided. The bird wanted human beings to be guided, otherwise the bird would not be telling the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is happening. The reason why Hudhud, that bird, told the Prophet so that the Prophet can get these people who are worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تو جب ہم اس کو دیکھتے ہیں کہ یہ انسان کی فطرت میں خدا نے اس چیز کو ڈالا ہے, اور شہید ثانی کے حوالے سے میں نے آپ کو بتایا تھا کہ انہوں نے کہا ہے کہ اتنی احادیث ہیں امر بالمعروف و نہی عن المنکر کے حوالے سے کہ ان کو دیکھ کے انسان کی کمر ٹوٹ جاتی ہے. یعنی اتنی زیادہ تاکید ہے اس معاملے میں, اتنی زیادہ ائمہ علیہ السلام کی طرف سے احادیث ہیں کہ انسان جب دیکھتا ہے تو ڈر جاتا ہے کہ اتنا زیادہ یہ امپورٹنٹ وظیفہ ہے. اور if you look around ourselves as Muslims, as a Muslim ummah, you will see that we have let go of this obligation of ours which is incumbent upon each and every one of us. Yani we are not doing this particular duty. Now if we are not doing this particular duty, it might mean that we do not feel the pain for others. That we don't care whether this person, the other person, goes to hell or they go to heaven. We don't care. If we cared about that particular individual, we would tell them to do good and we would refrain them from doing bad. This is one thing. Maybe one of the reasons why we have left Amar bin Maruf wa Nahi an Munkar is because we don't care anymore. The other reason could be that we don't think that the other individual is related to us in some way or form. Yani the parents, when they do Amar bin Maruf wa Nahi an Munkar to their kids, why do you think they do it? They care for them and they are related to them, meaning whatever the kids are going to do, it is going to be reflected back on the parents. So if the kids are bad, the individuals looking at the kids who are bad, they will say that their parents are bad. So in order for them to protect of the disgrace, they make sure that their kids follow and do the right things so that the blame doesn't come. Maybe we as a nation, we don't care. We don't think that someone who is doing something bad, that it is going to reflect on us. But the reality is that it does reflect. If you look at the world that we live in today, you can tell 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times that those people who are killing innocent people in the name of Islam, that they have nothing to do with Islam. That the people who are blowing up other individuals, who are terrorists, who are doing all of these things, killing innocent Muslims and non-Muslims. Majority of the people that they are killing right now are Muslims. They're killing their own brothers and sisters, their own relation in Islam. Like, you know, we're all supposed to be brothers and sisters. No matter how much you're going to try to tell them that you are not them, that you do not think that way, that you are different, that these people have nothing to do with Islam, you say, what? They're Muslims, you're Muslims, what's the difference? आप उनको जितना मर्जी बताते रहें कि भई यहाँ सब हम उन जैसे नहीं है, हमारे पास इंसानियत की वैल्यू है, उसका एहतराम है, हम किसी एक इनोसेंट लाइफ को जो है वो नहीं ले सकते. आप जितना मर्जी बताते रहें, वो कहेंगे नहीं, आप भी मुसलमान है, वो भी मुसलमान है, वो भी टेररिस्ट है, आप भी टेररिस्ट. इफ वी आर नॉट हेल्पिंग, लाइक फॉर एग्जाम्पल देयर इज द फ्लड दैट केम इन पाकिस्तान, दैट्स वन डिजास्टर. हिस्ट्री हैज शोन मेनी डिफरेंट डिजास्टर्स that have come on Muslim Ummah, but the Muslim Ummah's hands are open towards the same people that they call kafir. Their hands are open, please help us. And even the Muslims are expecting that UNO should go and give them billions of dollars. But it is not UNO's responsibility to take care of those people, it is our responsibility. जो वहां पे गरीब हमारे भाई बहन जो है, उस सलाब के अंदर उनकी सब चीजें बह गई, उनके जायदाद बह गई, सब कुछ बह गया, जो मर गए, जिनके अब बच्चे यतीम है, वो यूएनओ की जिम्मेदारी नहीं है भाई, वो हमारी जिम्मेदारी है. Either it could be that we don't think that the actions of others will reflect on us. As the parents, they know that the kids' actions will reflect on them. That's why they tell them to make sure that they are good and that they don't do anything bad. Third reason could be fear. Third reason could be fear, that we are afraid of the other individual, what that individual will say to us. Like, I will not tell the other person that the lady who is not wearing hijab, to tell her to wear hijab. Because if I was to tell that lady to wear hijab, she might get upset with me. It is okay that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets upset with me, but it is not okay if that lady becomes upset with me. There is fear, but it is for the wrong thing. Yani kis liye kya khauf hai, wo aapko kya keh denge? Zyada se zyada kya kehenge bhai, apna kaam se kaam rakhein aur bas karein. ये कहेंगे क्या, और इससे ज्यादा क्या कह देंगे आपको कि भाई तुम बहुत ज्यादा बड़े दीनदार हो गए हो, ये वो, तुम अपने रिश्तेदारों की तरफ देखो, ये वो, ये कह देंगे. कह दें, इसमें क्या मुश्किल है? आपको ये तो पता है कि खुदा आपसे राजी है. खुदा की रजा के लिए पूरी दुनिया की नाराजगी ले लें, कोई मसला नहीं. पूरी दुनिया की नाराजगी मोल ले लें, कोई मसला नहीं है. उनकी नाराजगी इधर ही रह जानी, और खुदा की जो रजा है अगर वो ले लिया आपने, तो डजंट मैटर. इफ अल्लाह सुब्हान व तआला इज हैप्पी, इट डजंट मैटर. इफ द होल वर्ल्ड बिकम्स अनहैप्पी विद यू, इट्स नॉट अ बिग प्रॉब्लम. मे बी द फियर इज दैट द वर्ल्ड इज गोइंग टू हर्ट यू इन सम वे और फॉर्म, द अदर पर्सन माइट हर्ट यू. मसलन, for example, we won't say that the oppressor today happens to be the foreign policy of America. Muslim, for example. We don't want to say that. Why don't we want to say? Because it is possible that America might put some harm on us. Or we don't want to say that Israel is the one occupying the land for the last 60 years and they should get out. Because we are afraid that maybe they will do something to us. What is the maximum that a person can do to you? Kill you. The maximum a person can do is kill you. They can't kill you twice, can they? They can't kill you three times. They can't kill you 10 times. The only time they can do is one time. Are you going to stay in this world forever?
No.
If even the worst comes to worst and that happens, what did you lose? Nothing. You were going to go anyways. But you went with the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you went out of this world as a martyr, and in the next world you're going to be much happy. Is this a bad trade? ये बुरा कारोबार नहीं है, ये बुरी तजारत नहीं है। भैया अगर वर्स्ट एवर्स क्या हो जाएगा? वो कहेंगे जी आप इसको ना कहो, अगर कहोगे तो आप ये कह रहे हो कि आओ और मुझे मारो, आओ और मुझे नुकसान पहुंचाओ। ये इस्लाम कहता है कि ये ना करो, इस्लाम कहता है कि ये ना करो कि दूसरा बंदा आके आपको नुकसान पहुंचाए, उसे दावत नुकसान ना दो, यानी दावत नुकसान देना इस्लाम का काम नहीं है। आप उनको दावत नुकसान नहीं दे रहे, आप अपना फरीजा अंजाम दे रहे हैं। अगर आपके फरीजा को अंजाम देने की वजह से आपको नुकसान पहुंचता है, तो उसकी वजह से आप अपने फरीजे को छोड़ नहीं सकते। आप अपने फरीजे को नहीं छोड़ सकते। A person might say that, you know, if you do say that, then you're inviting those individuals to harm you, and to invite someone to harm you is not allowed in Islam. I'm not inviting them to harm me. I'm only doing my obligation. If by doing my obligation I'm going to receive harm, that doesn't mean that I leave my obligation. Imam Hussain alayhi salam. He was in Medina. He decided to go towards Kufa because thousands of letters had come to him saying that please come, we need you as an imam. We need you to guide us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And al-ajal, 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 al-ajal. If you look at those letters in history, those letters are saved. Not maybe all of them, because there were 1,000 in one place, there was 100,000 in the other places, there were like 18,000 other places. The figures differ. Now these 18,000, for example, or if you want to minimize it, say it was 5,000 letters. 5,000 letters were received by Imam Hussain Sassam, who by the people, it wasn't a Canada post over there. There was no post system. People had to go on a horse or on a camel and ride for days and days and days to deliver a letter. Yani 5,000 people visited Imam Hussain Sattu Salam to deliver the letters. If everybody brought one letter. What I'm trying to tell you is that you try to imagine how many people actually visited Imam Hussain Sattu Salam with this message. कि इमाम आप आए, अल-अजल अल-अजल, आप जल्दी से आए। हम भी क्या कह रहे हैं, अल-अजल अल-अजल या इमाम, हमें आपकी जरूरत है, हमारे पास इमाम नहीं है, हम चाहते हैं कि आप जल्दी जल्दी आए ताकि हम आपकी नुसरत कर सकें और आप हमें खुदा के नजदीक ले जाएं और उस हुकूमत को नाफिज करें जिसका कि खुदा ने हमें वादा दिया। अभी आप जरा हम मुझे ये देखें कि 1200 साल में इमाम जमान सातो सलाम के पास कितने खत गए होंगे। Try to think of that in the last 1200 years, how many letters have been written to the 12th Imam? Ariza, we write on 15th of Shaban, we write a letter to the Imam, and in that letter we describe what we want and we ask him to come as soon as possible. If Imam Hussain Sassam had 18,000 letters delivered to him, imagine how many letters have been delivered to the 12th Imam in the last 1200 years. I mean, I couldn't even estimate. There are 300 million Shias around the world. 300 million. On the 15th of Shaban, even if 50% of them are writing letters to the 12th Imam. Agar 50% bhi write kar rahe hain, to 150 million letters ek saal mein. 150 million letters are being delivered to the 12th Imam in 1 year. Now let's say that in 1200 years, 1200 multiplied by 150 million. If anybody can give me the answer, we will recite a salawat for them.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
We recited the salawat anyways.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
That's a lot of letters. Lekin us imam ko jisko hum khat likh rahe hain wo aa nahi raha. Kam se kam kufiyon ke khaton ke andar itni taqat thi. Itni taqat thi ke 18,000 khat bhej kar امام وقت کو انہوں نے بتا دیا کہ ہمیں
18 trillion
سمجھو آدھا
no, 18 trillion
18 trillion letters have gone. That's amazing. 18,000 and 18 trillion. That's amazing how it sort of worked out that way. کوفہ کے لوگوں کے خطوں کے اندر اتنی جان تھی کہ انہوں نے حضرت مسلم ابن عقیل یعنی امام نے کہا کہ جاؤ اور جا کے دیکھو, اپنا سفیر بھیجا, اپنا نائب بھیجا, اپنے خانوادے میں سے سب سے منفرد یونیک متقی پرہیزگار عاقل شخص کو بھیجا جس نے کہ جا کے اس بات کی تصدیق کی اور امام کے لیے میسنجر کو بھیجا کہ جائیں اور بتائیں کہ امام یہاں پہ آمادہ ہیں لوگ. اب وہ بعد میں جب کوفیوں نے کوفی عمل انجام دیا, حضرت مسلم اپنے عقیل کو بعد میں پتہ لگا. یعنی امام حسین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم sent his representative حضرت مسلم ابن عقیل and he the Kufis were able to convince him. Hazrat Muslim ibn Aqil, who is at that time one of the unique, the more perfect individuals in the household of Bani Hashim, who Imam chose as a representative of him, meaning someone who is doing bi'at, allegiance on the hand of Hazrat Muslim ibn Aqil, they are doing allegiance to Imam Hussein, the Imam of the time. That personality in itself, this is praise for that personality, that he is trusted so much by the Imam of the time that someone who will pay allegiance on his hand, it is as if they have done allegiance to Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Kufis broke which allegiance? They broke the allegiance with Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not with Hazrat Muslim ibn Aqil Alaihi Wasallam. They convinced him. He realized afterward that these individuals who had been saying Al-Ajal, 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 who were crying, who were beating themselves, who were showing that they are immersed in the love of Imam Hussain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that they are what? The slaves of this world. That they are slaves of this world, that they are full of fear inside of their hearts, that if they are going to support Imam Hussein, their lives will be lost. That if they are going to do their obligation, harm will come to them. So what did they do? Kya kiya unhone? They let go of their obligation. Because it was an obligation on them who have done allegiance with Imam Hussein to make sure that they do not break that covenant. Kufiyon pe wajib tha ke jis bayat ko unhone Imam Hussein ke saath kiya tha usko wo nahi tod sakte the. Usko toda kyun? Taki unki jaane bach jaye. Isliye toda na, wohi dar, wohi fear, wohi dar jo aaj hamare andar hai. The same fear which exists inside of us. But this Imam is not going to come until we let go of the Kufi ideologies, until we become Malik-e Ashtar, until we become Ammar-e Yasir, until we become Maitham-e Tammar, until we become Salman-e Farsi, until we become Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, until we become Abu Basir, until we become truly their followers, this Imam is not coming. What was it that Imam Hussain Sassam ne kiya tha ki unhone kaha ki maine amr bil maruf wa nahi munkar karna hai, unko ja ke kya kehna tha ki aap hijab pehne, unko ja ke ye kehna tha ki aap namazein padhe, unko ye ja ke kehna tha ki aap hajj pe jaye, unko ye ja ke kehna tha ki quran ki tilawat kare. Unke khilaf jo lashkar tha usme bahut sare hazaron ki tadad mein, agar hazaron nahi to sainkdon ki tadad mein ufaz the quran ke. Udhar bhi azan ho rahi thi, azan hoti thi, namaz padhte the, kehte the ashhadu anna muhammad rasulullah, allahumma salli ala muhammad wa ala ali muhammad, kehte the ki hum gawahi dete hain ki rasool hain, khuda ke rasool hain, lekin unke nawase ko shaheed karne ke liye hum amada hain. Yani, Imam Hussain Sassam said that I'm going to go and do Amar bin Maruf wa Nahi Munkar. Which Amar bin Maruf wa Nahi Munkar was he going to go and do? Was he going to tell the people to pray namaz, to pray salah? Was he going to go and tell people to read Quran? When we mentioned that there were hundreds of people in the army of Yazid who were hufaz of Quran, who had the Quran memorized, they were praying as well. When Zohar would happen, they would do their azan and they would do their musalla and they would recite salah. Was it that he went to tell them? Was it that he went to tell them to go for Hajj? People were at Hajj. Imam Hussain Sassam left Hajj. And by leaving, I mean, when he left Makkah, he made sure that he told the people that where he is going and why he is going. He told them. It wasn't that he was going to tell them that you should pray namaz or you should do salah or you should have hijab or you should have, you know, do the obligations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did Imam Hussain wanted to tell them? That do not be the slaves of this world. Imam Hussain wanted to tell the Muslim Ummah of that time not to be the slaves of this world, not to have the fear inside of their hearts, to let go of their obligation. And in today's world as well, in today's time as well, this is the biggest need that we have for Amar bin Maruf wa Nahi Munkar. To tell the people, do not become slaves of this world. Now, what is the criteria to be the slave of this world? Imam Hussain told us the criteria in his one of his khutbah. Salawat by Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
People are the slaves of this dunya. They have their religion on the tip of their tongue. They leave religion on the tip of their tongue. It is like a morsel. It is like, in today's term, you could say something that you keep in your mouth like a chewing gum. Religion to them is like that, just in their mouth, on the tip of their tongues. And when they are tried with affliction, when they are tried with hardship, قَلَّتْ دَيَانُونَ, after that there are very few people who are actually religious. Until and unless they are not tried, that there is no difficulty, everybody is religious, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, everybody, I'm a religious person. You're a religious person? Yes, you are. Yes, I am a religious person. Okay, in order for you to have this job, you can't have a beard. In order for you to have this job, you can't have a beard. What does the person do? Next day, they shave it and they come. Why? Because it would have been difficult for this individual to keep a beard and then search for another job. Or the sister said, you cannot wear hijab to have this job. She says, okay, I will take my hijab and I come and work. Why? Because it would be difficult for this sister to go and do their resumes and so forth and go through the interviews, where she's going to be rejected a few times and then eventually she'll get a job. For being at ease and comfort, she will let go, spit her religion out. وہی دین جو ان کی زبان پہ تھا جو کہ وہ ایسا لکما جو کہ نگلتے نہیں مثلا چیوگم کی طرح, وہ جیسے تھوڑی سی مصیبت آئی فوراً اس کو تھوک دیا. میں حسین نے کیا کہا کہ ابھی تو دنیا یہ لوگ ہیں, آج دیکھیں ظلم کے خلاف آواز اٹھانا فریضہ ہے ہر مسلمان کا, یا تو کہیں کہ نہیں ہے فریضہ. اگر کہتے ہیں کہ فریضہ ہے تو پھر جب موقع آتا ہے ظلم کے خلاف آواز اٹھانے کا تو پھر قلت بیانون, پھر بہت کم آپ کو ریلیجیس لوگ ملیں گے. To put a voice against oppression, it is the duty of every Muslim. But when the time comes to put a voice against oppression, there are very few Muslims. تو اس وقت بھی جو آج کے زمانے کے اندر جو ہماری نیڈ ہے وہ نیڈ یہ ہے, ٹھیک ہے نماز کے بارے میں بھی امر بالمعروف ونہی عن المنکر کرنا چاہیے, لیکن ماشاءاللہ سے ہمارے سینٹر کم نہیں ہے, نمازیں لوگ پڑھ رہے ہیں. قرآن کے حوالے سے کرنا چاہیے لیکن ماشاءاللہ سے قرآن بھی لوگ پڑھ رہے ہیں. حج کے حوالے سے کرنا چاہیے لیکن حج پہ بھی لوگ ماشاءاللہ سے جا رہے ہیں. یعنی یہ ساری چیزیں ہو رہی ہیں, جو ایک چیز نہیں ہو رہی وہ کیا ہے, وہ یہی امر بالمعروف ونہی عن المنکر نہیں ہو رہا. یعنی ہمیں امر بالمعروف ونہی عن المنکر کرنا پڑے گا, کس کے لیے؟ امر بالمعروف ونہی عن المنکر کے لیے. یعنی وہ چیز جو کہ خدا نے واجب کر دی ہے, ہمیں اس واجب کو دوبارہ ریوائیو کرانے کے لیے امر بالمعروف ونہی عن المنکر کرنا پڑے گا. تو یہ ایک سائیکل بن گیا نا. Like in order for us, like right now, the need is not to tell people to pray Salah. Most of the people, alhamdulillah, are praying Salah. Right now, most of the people are going for Hajj. Most of the people are reciting Quran. Most of the people are doing those sort of obligations. But where they are lacking is in that obligation of Amar bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi 'anil Munkar. They are lacking in that. So right now we have to do Amar bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi 'anil Munkar for people to do Amar bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi 'anil Munkar. So now it is like a vicious circle where the chicken comes first or the egg. So what has to happen? What has to happen is that few people's blood has to be shed for others to wake up. And this is exactly what happened in Karbala. The Imam Hussein had to go and tell these individuals to do Amar bil Ma'ruf wal Munkar, which was already their obligation. So kya hua? Karbala mein, then in Karbala, he had to have a 6 months son to be butchered in his arms. It had to happen. Because that vicious circle would not end. He had to leave his family knowing that they are going to become imprisoned. That's not a small thing. To know that your sister is going to be put in chains, it's not a small thing for a brother to do when the sister is like Zainab. It's not easy for the brother to leave the sister in the hands of his son who is on the bed sick. Then he knows that now there is no adult. اب اس غیموں میں ان غیموں میں کوئی مرد نہیں بچا, اور جو مرد ہے وہ بیمار ہے, اس کا حال یہ ہے کہ اسے کھڑا نہیں ہو پاتا, وہ کس کی پناہ میں اپنی بہن کو چھوڑ کے جائے. In whose hands did this brother leave his sister? In the battlefield of Karbala, which is surrounded by thousands of enemies, that needed to happen. تاکہ لوگوں کے اندر واپس یہ قوت, یہ طاقت, یہ جذبہ, یہ اسٹرینتھ آئے کہ وہ ظلم کے خلاف آواز اٹھائیں. ضروری تھا, it was necessary. Today is the same thing. But after so many people's blood, innocent blood already being shed, and it is going on right now, Muslim Ummah is still asleep. Every day we have 6 months, 1 year, 2 year old babies. They have been blasted, they have been, you know, put by bullets to sleep, are butchered, their limbs are torn apart. We see those pictures. We've seen those pictures with our own eyes. If we were not present in Karbala to see the butchered neck of Hazrat Ali Asghar, we have seen 6 months old baby's necks butchered with our own eyes. But every day, every day, every day this is happening. ہم کیا کر رہے ہیں, ہم کیا کر رہے ہیں, ہم نم ہو گئے. ہمیں چاہیے کوئی آئے, ہمیں اتنا جھنجھوڑے, اتنا جھنجھوڑے کہ ہم اس غفلت سے جو ہے وہ نکل آئے. کب تک, till when? How much more do we have to see to be able to realize our duty of Amar bin Maruf wa Nahi Munkar? How long? I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives the inner strength that we require to be able to put this obligation of ours back into practice. Khuda mein itni himmat de, itni taqat de, کہ ہمارے دلوں کے اندر اتنا جذبہ پیدا ہو جائے کہ ہم امر بالمعروف ونہی عن المنکر کر سکیں, ہم ظلم کے خلاف آواز اٹھا سکیں. وہ امام جس کو ہم نے خط اتنے لکھے ہیں, اتنے لکھے ہیں, جس کا کہ ہمیں انتظار ہے, جو کہ حسین وقت ہے, خدا کرے کہ وہ کربلا جو کہ اس نے آ کے برپا کرنا ہے, ہم اس کے ساتھ ہوں. خدا دشمنان اسلام کو نشت و نابود کرے. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all the marajib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect Imam Khamenei. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the revolution in Iran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy the enemies of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the true friends and followers of our 12th Imam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make his coming as soon as possible. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wal Asr. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Illa al-ladhina amanu wa amilu al-salihat wa tawasaw bil-haq. وتواصوا بالصبر. اللهم صل على